You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorski. We're working through the little we know right now about a phone call between the President of the United States and the President of Ukraine about the U.S. taking authority. The word control is not apt here. Authority over the renovation and maintenance of four nuclear power plants in Ukraine that provide 55% of the electricity for the country before the war, and that are arranged so that some of them are in the Russian claimed territory, some are not. We're speaking to expenses, yes, but has it been done before, and what else is attached to nuclear power plants? Henry, you mentioned the electric grid, which is at risk always in a war-fighting situation. Is it necessary to secure the electric grid if you're going to run these plants safely?
Yes. You cannot operate with any safety margin a power reactor without having, in the United States and generally any modern country, and Ukraine is a modern country, two separate sources of electrical supply into the plant to make sure that the safety equipment and the pumps, which are electrical, all operate whether the plant operates or not. And without that, you run the risk that if there's an interruption in the operation of the plant, you get a loss of coolant incident, which leads to things like Fukushima and Chernobyl. You don't want to go down that path. So those are the standards we have in modern countries, including the U.S. and elsewhere. And those are the standards the Ukrainians have. So the short answer is yes, emphatically. So you've got to pay attention to all of the transformers that the Russians have specifically targeted to interrupt and shut down the other nuclear plants besides the Zaporizhzhia. And they've done that. They know where they are, and they've knocked out a good number of them. And they're not easy to replace. They take time because they're massive things. And so that's an issue. And certainly the supply lines are part of the matter as well. All of that, you're buying into having to maintain that and rebuild it. So this adds to both cost and time and responsibility. You said something very interesting that's worth exploring as well. Have authority over. Is it control over? Is it operation over? Is it possession, ownership? I mean, all of these things that initially one would gloss over become major, talking points for lawyers and diplomats. The Russians, of course, think they own one of the plants. The Ukrainians are emphatic that they don't. And then if you bring in the Americans who want to have authority over these things, you really get into a very interesting additional set of discussions. Yeah?
Westinghouse is supplying the uranium ore, as I understand, the uranium rods. Is that profoundly different from what Rosatom could contribute? And not just Zaporizhia, but the other three plants as well. Do they all need to be adjusted?
Believe if you're a Ukrainian, you want to modify the plants to take fuel that's not Russian. And if you're Russian, you have a very different fuel with regard to at least Zaporizhia, which you claim you own. And so there you go. You get started with that headache right out of the blocks. There are other modifications that have been made to these plants to make them safer. They are not the Soviet plants that were built so many years ago. They are now kludged with other Western devices. And so, and all of this makes, you know, assuming control of them, not only different than Russian machines, but this is worth noting, different than American machines. In other words, we may have expertise, but that expertise is going to have to learn what it is about these plants that are different than what we know. And so this is also something you get engaged in.
There's also been reporting that it is practical-minded of the president to consider that we need power if there is to be the development of the rare earths and other mineral wealth that part of the conversation heretofore involved between the U.S. and Ukraine. So these plants, are they adequate for what's ahead, or are they going to have to be augmented?
I think that's an excellent question. I don't know what the electrical demand for mining is in a given day or month, but if it goes up and down during the day or even in the month, you wouldn't want to supply the electricity exclusively from a nuclear power plant that only operates full time at 90 or 70 or 80% capacity. You'd want to have things that could go up and down to meet the variable demand, and that would mean thermal plants. So presumably we're into repairing and building back up some non-nuclear generators, depending on how that demand looks. So that's another question. It could be that they have constant demand and you can get by with it. But then if that's the case, you're using these plants and drawing down their capacity to supply the rest of the civil and industrial demand that has nothing to do with the mines. So all of that's got to be sorted out. When you say you want to take over the plants, it's like saying you want to buy a sandwich, but you may be ending up buying a slaughterhouse to supply the meat. In other words, you could be backing into a much bigger proposition than what initially seems to be what the diplomats have in mind. To be seen or determined in the future.
I have one twist. Chernobyl. Does taking authority over the nuclear power plants means to be responsible for Chernobyl, which is a no-go zone, except the Russians occupied it for a while early in the war. And I can only imagine Energoatom is in charge of it. Do we go in there and rebuild it? We have 30 seconds.
No. In a word, no. As apprehensive as one needs to be about all of this, I think you have to draw the line somewhere. And if ever there was a place to draw a line, it would be, no, we're not doing anything more. I think the Euratom effort to rebuild this sarcophagus might be in tow. But I think the U.S. would stay clear of that to the extent it could.
The unknowns of the president's phone call with President Zelensky about nuclear power plants in a war zone. Henry Sikorsky, Executive Director, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs. in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.